As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. This is the Insight Hour on the East Coast. It's midnight. It's turning into Wednesday hump day. Over there in California, it's 9 o'clock prime time, and here on the big island, the beautiful big island, it is paradise, and it's 6 o'clock. Let me welcome you. I don't want to waste much time, but you know what we have to do? We have to give it up to the Creator, grand and glorious, protecting us, sustaining us, and doing what is needed for us, what is necessary. You know, Dr. Len is going to be on in a minute, and I just wanted to say to you that we have a caller on, and I just wanted to, for one moment, I just wanted to prepare you for a little something. I was asking the divine, what would I talk about? Here we're coming into the 911 and preparedness, and I just want to let you know that we are, everybody, tune into chapter 14 of St. John. Just go there and look at what it says. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If not, I would have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will take you to myself, and that where I am, you also may be. What a promise. Whether you're atheist or you believe in God or math or whatever it is you believe in, you have something inside of you that genetically tells you there's more coming, and it's great. And that's the spiritual preparedness. All the good news is now time to soak it up, take it in, let it flow. You there, Dawson Land?
Reverend Rock, what a wonderful way to open up the Inside Hour this Tuesday night.
Just a little prescription, because you know it's the water. It's all about the water.
I'm going to drink in that prescription, sister.
Yes, in my Father's house in many mansions, and also somehow or another there was a person that was calling in. Do we have a guest tonight?
Yeah, I think we might. We have potentially several, but who's calling?
I don't know. Let's get them in here, Don. Let them in. Who's out there?
Hello, my name's Dan from Boston.
Dan from Boston. Dr. Lynn, Dan from Boston.
Welcome to the Inside Hour, Dan.
Yes, I just had a few brief questions, and obviously you can only answer what you have the time for. But there were three questions with respect to Boyd Graves, who you've had some discussion with in the past.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You ask Dr. Len Horowitz a short question. You ask him for a short answer. You end up spending about an hour. Is that right, Reverend Roxy?
That's the way it goes, because, you see, we don't want you to be misinformed, and it took us a long time to get where we are. But a good question is what the Buddha always liked. He was able to preach many, many sutras by a good question. His disciples knew how to ask good questions. What's the question?
Well, the question is whether Boyd Ed Graves is on the level. Is that right, Dan?
Well, it was. I mean, I myself feel that he seems to go on very crazy rants and is very pejorative to people, and he doesn't seem very coherent. I'm going to be honest from my reading. I'm a scholar. I'm a graduate student, but once in a blue moon, it seems like he has he'll mention the special virus program, which you yourself recognize as a real thing. So there's just a few quotes he has in his books, which I've been unable to track the sources on, and I was just wondering if you yourself knew if these were legitimate quotes or if these were...
Let me give those folks a little bit of background, Dan. So
sure.
He's asking about Boyd Ed Graves, who had followed up on investigating the special virus cancer program, which was a largely funded, mostly secret program directed by global industrialists through the National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Academy of Sciences. This was the heavyweight major league, and I've really never disclosed this in past shows or in even past work, but more and more evidence is compiled that I can now assuredly say that they knew what they were doing when they were combining, mutating, and hybridizing leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppressive cancer viruses which now is called AIDS. They knew what they were doing when they realized in 1962 that they had just inoculated well over 100 million people worldwide, mostly in Russia, with the polio vaccines, both Salk and Sabin, that contained cancer viruses, and that they were going to see cancers popping out in large populations. Just happened to be that Henry Kissinger, this was now at 1968, was National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon, and saw the opportunity because he was actually highly knowledgeable. He was, in fact, in charge of the whole Nazi exfiltration program during the end of World War II. He was only 23, mind you. He was serving General Bolling in the Joint Chiefs, looking for Nazis on behalf of the Rockefeller, IG Farben, German-American, that's the Anglo-American genocidal cartel that conducted World War II. There was the Nazis were the top SS, were the top IG Farben executives, and they're partnered fully with Rockefeller Standard Oil Company and Dulles. Alan Dulles was a major player with Herman Schmitz, the president of the Bayer Corporation, that literally put IG Farben together with BASF and Hoechst. So those companies combined to create the Holocaust. Now, what they realized was Kissinger was involved, first of all, way back then when he brought Eric Traub, Hitler's top biological weapons developer, that they were testing mostly the Jews over, of course, in the concentration camps run by the IG Farben cartel. Cheap labor, you know. Get those Jews, we'll make them slaves in these concentration work camps. And that's how they did it. And so now, 68, Kissinger, knowing that, knowing he brought through Project Paperclip, Eric Traub, and thousands of other Nazis escaped through the rat lines, through the Project Paperclip to become allied with America, in fact, working for the United States Navy and the military and major corporations that were literally pulling the political strings on all the puppet politicians. So the Rockefellers instilled, there was Nelson Rockefeller, vice president under Richard Nixon, that basically initiated Henry Kissinger becoming national security advisor, and that they were immediately looking for depopulation agents. So the history goes that there's no question that they created these types of viruses as a depopulation agenda. In fact, Kissinger at the time, 68, 69, 70, finally publishing in 71, was penning National Security Memorandum 200 that called for massive third world, especially black, depopulation. And so where Boyd Ed Graves comes in is that in 1996 almost, 95, I discovered the Special Virus Cancer Program by the grace of the Creator. I literally was directed by angels to discover among hundreds of thousands of volumes in the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Davis Library the contracts under which these agents, the AIDS-like, the Ebola-like, the cancer viruses were mutated and engineered. And so I then published that without what is called the flowchart, because the flowchart I recognize is extremely difficult to understand. It requires somebody to really do his due diligence and review the actual contracts and read the contracts to know where they fit into the flowchart. And so I basically didn't publish that. Well, boy, I caught hell from Boyd Ed Graves. He basically alleged initially that I was covering it up, and that was absurd because I was without me publishing what I did, he wouldn't have found it. And then beyond that, when I did things such as being in integrity with the manufacturer of Tetracil, which is probably the best antibiotic in the whole world, broad-spectrum antibacterial antiviral that he says cured him of AIDS. And he claimed that he did this with Tetracil under the company's supervision, and I checked it out, and indeed he did. But he was going off at the mouth claiming that this was the cure-all for AIDS, and it may well be, except you don't go out prematurely without the company's support and say that to the world, which is what he did. And so I spoke to the company officials who alerted me that he had been involved in the study. Supposedly, he reversed his HIV, and it wouldn't surprise me because it is a miracle molecule. It's four atoms of oxygen and four of silver. That's why it's called tetra-silver tetroxide. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say he's trying to be out there saving lives. Well, like you say, he's shooting himself in the foot and everybody else. So here's what he did. This is really the saddest thing that he's done. He got a congressional investigator started with Traficant, who was already on his way out of Congress under fraud and under criminal actions and violations. He was under attack already, and Graves got him to investigate this, what he called a smoking gun. He claimed that the flowchart was a smoking gun. Now, any idiot knows it's not a smoking gun because it contains a flow chart of thousands of literally studies and hundreds of contracts whereby it wasn't all just retrovirology. It wasn't all just AIDS. It wasn't all just looking for the secret weapon called AIDS. I mean, under this program, numerous biological weapons were created, not just AIDS. Ebola, the mad cow disease agent called Kourou, was all investigated. They developed airborne cancer. They mixed leukemia viruses and lymphoma viruses with influenza and para-influenza viruses to literally spread cancers like the flu. So these are complete madmen who are doing this, well-funded by the global aristocracy and the genocidalists. And so Graves, wanting to make a difference in his craziness, and at some point, I really considered his irrationality to be a sign of psychopathology and AIDS, AIDS dementia. But the reality is, I don't think he's that far gone, but he's just, I think, really out there, and he doesn't like people, he doesn't like himself, and he attacks everybody that doesn't see eye to eye with him, and he won't listen to reason. And I told him that you can't do this without jeopardizing everything, which he did. So what happened was that the United States General Accounting Office, USGAO, took Traficante's order, followed up the investigation, and they, beyond having this easy whitewash that Graves provided in his ignorance, that is, that wasn't a smoking gun, which was they were investigating it as a smoking gun, they further covered up even my testimony because they interviewed me on the subject. And I told them the truth. I told them the fact that these viruses were undoubtedly laboratory creations. I told them who did it, when they did it, how they did it. And they basically, and I have the tape of my interview with them, they whitewashed it. They said that I didn't exist, that nobody that they interviewed gave them any indication that the AIDS virus was man-made. So that goes to show you, the sadness. It's ironic. You've got a person like Boyd Ed Graves, who has some legal training. He's had the personal experience with HIV. He's gone through healing, and now coming out the other side, you'd think he'd do some good. Unfortunately, he's done more harm, in my opinion, than he has good.
Yes, I fully agree with everything you've said. I think that's your great value, everything you've done. And you've summed up everything you say. I fully agree with it. It makes sense with respect to Boyd Graves. And I think, like you said, that every now and then it seems like he may have had a valuable insight, but whether it was pathology or whatever, his method of dealing with people and his presentation was not very scholarly and outright rude in many cases, his language and the way he dealt with people.
Very rude. Very, very unprofessional, very rude, non-collaborative, not loving, not caring, not empathetic, doesn't listen, and that's not a person that you can team up with.
That's somebody you pray for, folks.
Yeah.
He's somebody you pray for.
That's right, Reverend Roxy. Thank you.
That's all we can do. What I want to talk to you about also, and I don't know, does the caller have another question? He's had two. We'll give you one more shot.
Dan, go ahead. One more question, and then we'll take
one more question.
All right, well, it's just, in his book, he mentions like three different things that seem to be interrelated, and it's all with respect to the overpopulation issue. He mentions in 1948, the State Department's George McKinnon, or Kennan, I'm not sure because he spells it McKinnon one time and W. Kennan the second time, presented a top-secret State Department memo allegedly having to do with eugenics and overpopulation, but he gives no citation. And then in 1957, he mentions that to become U.S. President Gerald Ford, who was a congressman at the time, was involved in a secret appropriations hearing that created enough funding for a project called Special Operation X, when he says the X stands for extermination. But once again, he provided no citation for this. And the third thing he mentioned, and you do mention this in your book, MK Naomi, which was part of the MK Ultra program, but then he specifically says that MK Naomi, the Naomi stands for Negroes are only momentary individuals. This is Mr. Boyd speaking, but once again, he provides no citation. So,
That one is really way out. But here's what I think Naomi stood for. And I go into this. If you haven't read the book Emerging Viruses,
I have your book.
Have you gotten Emerging Viruses yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, look in there because it's my humble opinion based on the documents that I found, and I agree with you completely as a researcher. It is maddening for people to publish things that are of this significance without giving you source reference.
I fully agree with you. So the three things I cited, you yourself are not aware of if there were any
In Emerging Viruses, my best theory based on the evidence was that Naomi stands for the names of the top officials, like Mattaker, Cotin.
Right, exactly. And that totally makes sense based on the actual Special Virus Program booklets. You can find their names in there.
Yes, that's right. And that's the only way that I could develop a thesis on that. Like MK, I believe, is Mattaker and Cotin.
And Naomi, we just don't know. Am I right on that?
It's probably other officials, and I don't know who they are.
And then with respect to the McKinnon 1948 memo on overpopulation and the Special Operation Exterminator X program with Gerald Ford, do you know anything about either of those things?
I wish I did.
Unfortunately,
I can't blanket a statement against Boyd Graves saying that none of his research is accurate, because I have on occasion... When I've asked him for the references, like you, I've been frustrated. He gave me references, and sure enough, they were there. So if he said it, there may be some legitimacy to it, but he leaves you not as a professional investigator would.
I fully agree. So in the end, if he doesn't give us the citations, we're kind of stuck out of luck, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, then that's pretty much what I wanted to ask you, and you've been very thorough, and I can thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Dan. My pleasure. Thanks for calling in to the Inside Hour.
Okay, keep doing a good job.
So, folks, you're listening to the Inside Hour with Reverend Roxy Hampton. Joining me tonight, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and this is what we do every Tuesday night. We welcome your phone calls. We want to thank BBS Radio, Don Newsom and family, Newsom family, for putting together the BBS Radio Network. Boy Sam, bbsradio.com. You can find all of our archives from past shows. I want to thank our co-sponsors. I want to thank healthyworlddistributing.com. New websites coming up in about a week and a half. Healthyworldstore.com will get you into the online catalog, but you're going to have some wonderful resources in about a week when we put up the new website, Creator Willing. I want to thank HealingCelebrations.com, if you're interested, and I know that we may have a caller tonight. She may be past her bedtime, but she called me earlier today asking about Lyme disease and if I could give her some tips on how to treat Lyme disease. And so I invited her to call in for everyone's benefit. But the book that I would highly recommend for her and everyone who hasn't learned about the five steps for miraculous healings, you want to go into HealingCelebrations.com. The website, healingcelebrations.com, has the five-step overview of the book, Healing Celebrations. It's subtitled, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and modern science, and that's precisely what it teaches, how it is that you can have the benefits of the Creator working through your Holy Spirit-filled temple and miraculously manifest the Creator's music, the divine frequencies, harmonies from the heavenly throne, literally, can be brought into your appreciation, your awareness, and into your energy-directing capacity so that you can manifest miraculous cures. You can not only heal yourself, but you should be practicing prayer and hands-on healing, touching other people with your love and the Creator's joy and grace in bringing about miraculous healings for His people. So that's what's in the book, Healing Celebrations. It demystifies how miraculous healings can be made to come about by loving intent, open heart, and lots of joy and love. So, Reverend Roxy, you want to share what you're involved in these days?
Oh, I wanted to address that last caller and just let him know that what's real important is that we do our own homework. When we hear things, we have to check it out. And with the beauty of the internet and libraries and other things, we just have to check it out because, like you said, sometimes people are not as professional as we know them to be, but the Spirit is speaking to them anyhow. And they may not have the wherewithal to know, and a lot of times a lot of good stuff gets lost. But we have to learn how to discern. And that means is that we as individuals have to do our homework. That's why I think it's important that you listen to the Inside Hour, and it's also important that you listen to Mission Possible Radio Hour on Sundays, because it's there that we can start to talk about all these things that sound like lunacy, because we do know that Roosevelt said every great movement starts with a lunatic friend. Well, I must be a lunatic, because I tell you, I'm following Dr. Glenn Horowitz, and he is being said that he's a lunatic, but he was talking about this stuff 20 years ago. So as we enlighten each other and as we begin to see and we begin to really see, then we shine from shining sea to sea, and then we know we can help our brothers. I'm sure that this man is an instrument of God, just as all of us are that are daring to speak. A lot of us just have to overcome that arrogance of thinking that we're speaking from originality. We're all programmed to do the Creator's work. And that's what's important. So I would tell that caller to keep listening to everybody, but keep on asking good questions. And that's what he had tonight, and that's what we're encouraging on the Inside Hour is good questions.
You know, Reverend Roxy, I want to address the question that you brought before we started the program as the topic for tonight's discussion.
Spiritual preparedness.
Spiritual preparedness. And, you know, I had a revelation this week, and it's an old revelation. You know, we all know it, but I'm going to maybe share about it in a new way that people can appreciate it, especially in this context with the caller, Dan, asking about AIDS and the origin and looking at this bad news. I'm currently finishing the two-hour documentary on the government's 9-11, but in September, and on 9-11, they're celebrating National Preparedness Month. So that's next week will be National Preparedness Month, according to the federal government, that wants you to know, they want you to know, by putting up a 24-hour propaganda station called HHS Television going out on Dish Network, that you should be prepared for biological weapons attacks, nuclear explosions, and, of course, natural disasters. So given this is all hideous, given that we're living in this end-time scenario where Psalm 91, 1,000 will be dying at your left, 10,000 at your right, but if you're carrying the love of the Creator in your heart, you can march triumphantly through this Holocaust, through this genocide, and through the book of Revelation that we're living, where half to two-thirds of the world population are on their way out. And so the reality is this, and there's a spiritual renaissance taking place. So those who have our eyes and hearts keenly focused on this spiritual renaissance and doing good works and having faith and trust and living fully in that faith and trust in every moment and realizing that it is not of me or you, it is of a greater power that we exist and serve. So that the concept now that there's great news, that we've just decrypted the original musical scale in the Da Vinci Code, the real Da Vinci Code. It's in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. If you haven't gotten the book yet, get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the DVD documentary. There's a two-hour documentary on it. Call this toll-free number. It's 888 508-4787. That's Healthy World Distributing's number. They'll give you anything that I'm talking about on the Inside Hour, including the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and the Love Code seminars are coming up. Get online and make sure you register for one near you. But the bad news is not nearly as bad as the good news is great. In fact, this whole concept that many of us, particularly the ones who claim to be enlightened, like, you know, Yeshua said, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. I've been saying beware of those who call themselves Christians who are not, because that's what the Messiah would say if he lived today, because we're living in a Christian kingdom, not necessarily a Jewish community any longer. And so now we're looking at Babylon, Babylonian kingdom here on earth, creating all the decimation, and we've got to go beyond that. And there's great news. There's great revelation, and there's hideous atrocities. And here's the reality. So many people who claim to be New Age enlightened, who are not, don't realize, and the proof, ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor, is in their children. Having gone and gotten vaccinated, gone and gotten tempted by the satanic sorcerer, the pharmaceutical industrialist, they run to their medicine cabinets for various things, and even the really enlightened ones who have turned to alternative medicine, who then claim, oh, I don't want to talk about the man-made origin of AIDS. I don't want to talk about the deadly vaccinations. I want to learn how to use the secret and manifest more money. And I don't want to learn about the genocide that's ongoing and the propaganda so that we can alert and save some lives. I want to focus on how to manifest my own peace, my own serenity, my own meditative divinity. Well, that's nice, but here's the reality, and here's the revelation. You can't be optimally enlightened unless you are willing to move through the depths of the darkness, because you can only know the totality of the light and the love by moving through and coming out of the depths of the darkness. You wouldn't have light and love were it not for darkness and evil. You would have no distinction. So metaphysically and scientifically, it just is not possible. So it's a belief, a dogmatic scam, just like Yeshua said, beware of those not only who call themselves Jews or Christians who are not, but beware of the dogmas and the doctrines, because it is by the traditions of men, not the traditions of God, the traditions of men that make the word, the truth, to no avail. So it is the deceptions of the New Agers particularly, the deception within those who call themselves enlightened or on the path of enlightenment who are not, without realizing you can't be fully enlightened unless you're willing to go like Daniel in the lion's den of darkness. Why? Because that's your training ground. That's where we need to go in order to really have full faith and trust in the source. Because, you know, it's easy to feel like, oh, I feel like I have faith and trust in my Creator when I'm in meditation or when I'm high in the tops of the Himalayas, chanting and playing the solfeggio tones. It's really nice and special, and I encourage everybody to do it. But if you really want to have a test, like the Creator does, of your faith and trust, go like Mother Teresa into the depths of despair, into the depths of disease, into the depths of longing, where there's no empathy, where all there is insanity. And from there, work miracles. From there, be empowered and uplifted into the fullest light of love that can only come by moving through this darkness. So that's my revelation for this Inside Hour, Reverend Roxy.
You know, it is so beautiful because, like I said at the top of the show, I was telling everybody, you know, go on and read chapter 14 of St. John, because there he's talking and he's saying, and he's saying there's only one way for you to get to heaven, and that is through the Father. And to know me is to know the Father. And to keep his words is to keep the words that I'm talking to you about. And even then, as his apostles who had walked with him had to ask him, well, who's your Father? And in that he said, well, then if you have to ask me who my Father is, then you don't know me. And he chastised them in a way to get them to understand that, hey, there's a pattern that I'm following. I'm just here to show you that pattern. And what I found to be true about a lot of people, and I pray for them, just like Abraham prayed for all of his people, that they should know unity. I consider him to be the first Muslim ever, is Abraham, in terms of his unity. He prayed for them. He said, those that can't see and those that can, I'm praying for everybody. I have to. And he had to leave his family. So I know that the word of the Creator is a powerful one. It's a word of unity. And that anybody that digresses from it, it's a cause and effect nature. Your spirituality just won't shine like others. And you won't have the spirit, the fire, the vitality of the word. And you'll have to resort to machinations and all kinds of, publicity stunts and things like that to get people to look at you. But that's not what's happening with us. We're rising to the top because, like I said, I keep talking about the CDC because it's the most current thing, Dr. Lynn. You know, I don't know if you know about it, but the whooping cough, have you heard about that? That like 26,000 people were diagnosed and that they thought that whooping cough was on the rise and that they were starting to put out all kinds of alerts, and then they found out that these people had all given false tests and had taken antibiotics unnecessarily, and that the new test was creating more false tests. And then they started talking about how the test. Can you give the people a little insight onto how they go about testing people and how they test the test to test the people and what's going on with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most important factor is the press release by the Public Relations Department, how frightening you can make it, because that drives sales. That's the most important piece of the current pseudo-scientific medical industrial agenda.
Yeah, but they had to eat. They had to eat their words, didn't they? Because they found out that these people didn't have whooping cough.
Yeah, you know, but you know, it doesn't make it into the real headlines of headlines. And if it does, you know, it's gone. Yeah. It's here today, and then some alleged expert comes out the very next day and drives the Hegelian dialectic to give an antithesis to the thesis that makes everybody confused. And that's what this, ongoing. Part of the hypnosis of the mass mind control is this mass manipulation and overstimulation of the population. Everybody's in psychosensory overload. You know, there's just so much happening and there's so much information that you can't possibly deal with it in a sane, balanced way. So it really has driven people to believe in the cult, in the medical deities, and it's a lunacy and a deception and a deadly one at that. So, you know, the whooping cough thing is your pertussis vaccine. They've been pushing that. The best example I can give you happened really right where I'm sitting right now in Bonner County, northern Idaho, on a big panhandle of Idaho. There were, I think it was about 1990, there were about 152 children in this particular county, which is either credited by Vaccination Liberation or basically demonized by the Centers for Disease Control for having the notoriety of being the highest unvaccinated county in the United States. I just happened to move here. You know, so they had 152 children break out with whooping cough. And so the CDC, and just like you're saying, now they have to eat their humble pie. They have this situation where they came and they were going to make an example of all the ignorant parents in northern Idaho that don't vaccinate their children. So they did the study, and they found 80%, either 80 or 85% of the children had received two of the three pertussis vaccines. And the other 15% had received at least two of the three. 85% had received all three. 15% had received two of the three. There wasn't anyone in this particular group of outbreaking whooping cough that didn't get at least two of the three vaccines. So what did that say? It said that not only did the vaccine not do what it was intended to do, but in a population where 50% of the parents and children don't vaccinate, it means that the vaccine actually induced the illness and the outbreak, which if you really understand what's going on, that's standard fare. You know, I've got another call today and I'm going to be doing a seminar. It's on the Internet on the schedule. If people want to know where I'm speaking, go on drlenhorowitz.com. Dr. Len, that's drlenhorowitz.com. And you can see my schedule there of upcoming events, one of which is the Love Coach Seminar coming up in Sacramento, which I encourage everybody to attend. Scotty Huckabee is going to be there. We're going to make some divine music and have an awesome experience celebrating these divine revelations. And literally, salvation messages and technologies is what we've been blessed with. So the September event also prior to that in Sacramento, one of the events had been asked to speak on Death in the Air, which was my 2001 June release. That's 3 months before September 11th, I came out with the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and I had been telling New Yorkers to get out of New York 3 years before that. It was like the writing on the wall was so obvious that that was the first place that the alleged Anglo-American terrorists, you know, the racists and the global industrialists combined perpetrated this hideous, deadly deception, 9/11, and that the writing was on the wall. I predicted it in the book Death in the Air, and the book starts off with this West Nile virus scam, this toxic spraying. People have these respiratory ailments that won't quit. By the way, we're coming into flu season. As soon as you're going to get into October with Halloween, where the children eat all that sugar and acidify their body temples, and then start with all the dairy, starting the mucus coming out in the lungs. Well, you know, there's worse things that are happening even beyond that today with the chemtrail sprayings and the toxic mellifione and the Advil 1010 that they're spraying in your communities for this alleged West Nile virus outbreak. And so this is a group that I've been asked to come speak on this topic. And, you know, well, I'm sure it's the same old, where you look at whooping cough and what they're promoting and saying and doing for this via vaccinations, and now this whole West Nile virus scam, and I know that they've been working on the vaccine for that. It won't be long, I'm sure, that they have that, and they're going to be buying that and selling that because it's the central inside traitors, the profiteers working with revolving doors to the White House that are engaged with this whole menacing petrochemical pharmaceutical agenda, making people sick, which is consistent with the book of Revelation, which is why I say 2/3 of the population are, according to the book of Revelation and according to the United States depopulation authorities and global authorities and agenda of reducing world populations, because they say there are too many useless eaters or mouths to feed. And overpopulation, they tell us, is what's destroying the environment. Hogwash. If they wouldn't suppress all the alternative energies and give that freedom to the people to use them, then we'd be living in utopia, literally, literally. As we're talking about bringing peace, not only peace on Earth, but heaven to Earth. So the reality is that we've now got the technology and the understanding of how to do that. And that's what the Love Code seminars are about. That's what Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book is about. And it's, again, the greatest news that there is. But yet, you know, there's still people, you know, be fishers of men. You know, what was the assignment for the apostles? You've got to be fishers of men, for people. You've got to go down into the depths of darkness and grab those people who have the destiny to be saved. And the saving, salvation, begins with edification, waking up, education, understanding the truth versus the deception. And it's really sad, but I guess maybe it's not. It's perfect in balance that before people wake up, they got to go through some pain. And if you don't listen to the messages the first time, you get whacked over the head a little harder the second time. And you don't listen to that one, you get whacked so hard, you leave the face of the planet. It's called death. And so that's karma. That's judgment. That's sowing the seeds and getting the harvest. And basically, that's the reality that we're facing now with two-thirds of the world's population about to go under. So I think, Reverend Roxy, we've defined our market, if you will. We've defined our audience. We know who it is that the Insight Hour is geared to and playing for and giving advice to. It's those who have ears to hear this truth and eyes to see the documentation that Dan from Boston earlier in the program was talking about, looking at documents, hard, cold documents, being able to understand from that, putting the pieces of the puzzle together to see the forest of reality through the trees of counterintelligence propaganda, and then be able to make an intelligent choice. Informed choice making and informed consumerism begins with knowledge, as does enlightenment. So I think we're all in the same game, but I think that, you know, we've been criticized. I know I've been not so much criticized. Yeah, I have been. Yeah, people say horrible Horowitz. They tell me, oh, he's gloom and doom. That's not the case. We've got the best of the best news, and that's what the ministries that we're advancing, Reverend Roxy and I and our team members, we are advancing the greatest of the best news that there possibly is, the fulfillment of the Book of Revelation's prophetic restoration, the way that we come back to the creation and the Creator and vibe to nature so that we're in harmony versus dissonance and health instead of dis-ease and dissonance. So the reality is that we have the two to look at, and that you can't fully appreciate one without the other. You can't even evolve to the best of the best without moving through the worst of the worst. That's just the way it is.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I know that there are a lot of people out there right now who are probably going, my goodness, this is just a relief. I thought there was something else for me to think about. This is what it's all about, survival. It's all about our spiritual survival. It's all about our sovereign spirits protecting our blood, our sanctity, our minds, and with good navigators. You know, you were talking about how spirituality is seen and how it, you can't talk it. You got to live it. It's got to exude from you. And I think that's what we're trying to do now. We're leaving the plane, like Christ said. Hey, I'm not of this world. The laws that I obey are not man's laws. They're God's laws, and they're fixed, and they work, and they will continue to work forever. And I think that's what we're doing with the Love Code, is we're going back to that which works and has worked forever, and that we should begin to worship the divine in all of us and see that divine and encourage it to come out. So whether we're talking about doom and gloom, we're talking about surviving it. We're not talking about succumbing. So I think that people are really hearing that. But these are things that need to be said because they're not being said, and we have to prepare. The angels visited Noah. The angels visited Lot. They told him when it was time to leave, and he didn't doubt them. He saw that there was wickedness in the world and that he had to distance himself from evil. And so that's what we're doing, and I think that's what your Love Code seminar is just going to be, a magnet to draw so many beautiful people encouraged in the spirit, that that's going to attract more people who may not have had the kind of accumulated faith to come along. And before you know it, it's like a wave, like a flow, like one molecule of them, we bond together. And that's what I see happening, and I can't wait for the Love Code to get to the Big Island here in December. I can't wait.
All right. We want to tell folks about that. One of the wonderful places that we're going to be doing the Love Code seminar, actually twice, once in December, the end of December, beginning of January, as well as in the spring. We're going to be at the Steen Van Inn and Health Retreat, and also affiliated groups and organizations in the area of the Big Island where we are at the Steen Van Inn and Health Retreat. We're going to be doing some wonderful spiritual healing work, and it's going to be an event that you will not only find life-changing, but completely spiritually inspiring and rejuvenating, healing, So please make it a point to check out on the internet. You can actually begin to register for these events online at theregistrationstation.com, theregistrationstation.com. And you can read about the Love Code at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. There's also a website set up right for the Love Code Seminar. If you go to lovetherealdavincicode.com, it's like a portal to a lot of great information, blog, websites, various downloads that are really great. But there's a website specifically for the seminars, the Love Code Seminar. It's called the lovecodeseminar.com or Love Code, www.lovecodeseminar.com. And it's the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration, and it's coming to a city near you. We're beginning the beginning of September in Sacramento. We're doing Del Mar, California, towards the end of September, I understand. That's in November. We've got some other places. Portland is at the end of September. I think you'll see that on the schedule. Portland area, we have a lot of wonderful people that support the work that we've done for years in Portland that I'm really looking forward to seeing again, and we'll be blessing that community up in Portland. If you have people in your area that want to help us bring this information to your community, your city, I'm going to give you a telephone number to call. It is for Lorraine, who is our marketing director. She's looking for volunteers right now to co-sponsor and help support bringing this great news forward. So her number, Lorraine's number, is 916-294-0510. That's 916-294-0510. She is in charge of bringing the Love Code seminars to a city near you. And Reverend Roxy,
yes,
tell folks a little bit about what you're doing with the Breath of the Earth now. We're going to be bringing the Breath of the Earth to the seminars. Tell them about what you're doing with some products, organic products that you're making from the fresh squeezed sugar, cane,
definitely.
So cane juice. Tell us some things about what people can expect if they come to the Raw Fest where we're going to be in October.
Oh, Dr. Lynn, I have put together the most incredible snack pack made of dried lychees, raw mac nuts, and dried white pineapple, and we're going to throw a whole bunch of other things into that. I have a product that no one has wrapped their lips around except right here on the Big Island, and it's making everybody excited and giddy, and that is the raw cane kombucha. And I think it's going to take a whole show for us to talk about probiotics. That way we can incorporate how we do our pool, how you do your body, and that we can't always be antibacterial, that there's a lot of bacteria, good bacteria out here that we need to incorporate in our guts. We'll be there selling all of the Tetrahedron Org books, and we'll be there to explain all the things and to show you the magic of the Love 528. Our booth is going to be the best booth in the whole place, and it's getting to be a big thing. There's over 250 vendors, so you got to look for us, and hopefully that you'll see us. Dr. Len will be speaking on Friday, isn't that correct, Dr. Len?
Yeah, it's in October,
October 12th.
October 12th, I'll be there, and I'm speaking on Saturday morning. Scott Huckabee is going to be there performing in the 528 Love Frequency. There's Live Love in 528. If you haven't listened to the album by Scott Huckabee, if you are somebody from my generation who enjoys, you know, a good rock and roll type of music, you would really appreciate Scott Huckabee's live concert, Live Love in 528. Get the Rain Dancer album. Get the Beam Us Up Scotty album. You can find out more about those wonderful albums, which is produced by Tetrahedron Records. Tetrahedron Records is producing these new albums by Scott Huckabee, and you can learn more at perfectcircleofsound.com. That's www.perfectcircleofsound.com. There's some downloads there. You can actually listen online right now to some of these tracks that Scotty laid down in these divine frequencies. Also, if you're a musician, we have on the internet a 528. That's the Love Frequency tuning fork, has been recorded, and you can play it. There's a toning device player that you can actually tune your guitars right now online via these websites that I've already shared with you. Love, therealdavincicode.com. In there, the blog section, you'll get to this information. Reverend Roxy, I think we only got about another couple
of
minutes.
Two minutes. It just goes so fast. It really does. And when I listen to these back, they are so talkful, and that's what I really want to tell everybody. This goes by so fast that what you have to do is you have to get your $2 for the month or the $24 a year and get the archives. The BBS hosts all of us, Inside Hour, Mission Possible Radio Show Hour, The Don and Wynn Show, all of these shows. You just need to listen to them. The points of inspiration and wisdom that, of all the hosts is incredible on the BBS radio stream.
$2 a month is a total bargain. For all the archives that we're offering, you can go right online right now and get all the wonderful past shows. And if you can feel it in your heart to give more than the two is basically just a kindness, a goodwill gesture. But if you can afford to give Don at BBS and the group that are bringing BBS Radio Network forward, and there's going to be some exciting things happening on this network, I understand, coming in the near future, give support to this type of programming by sending Don a little gift offering.
Hey, you going to be my guest on the Mission Possible radio show?
Yeah, if I can finish this documentary, sister.
That's good, because part of what we're going to be talking about is what's happening in 67.
Well, you know, that's a very, very insightful time.
Mm-hmm.
The assassinations of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, that's a heavy-duty, politically powerful time.
Hey, stay tuned. Listen, I love you. I love our listeners. Everybody have a great week. Dr. Len, you have the last say. We got 1 minute left. Give it to him.
Okay, thanks very much. I want to thank the Creator again for blessing Reverend Roxy Hampton, myself, and all of you listening. Thanks so much for being with us, for joining us. Again, thanks to BBS Radio for hosting the Inside Hour. And on Sunday night again is Reverend Roxy's program, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. Mission Possible, the mission that we're talking about here, the Messianic Age, the rejuvenation and sustenance, that is the spiritual renaissance, blessing humanity with divinity and bringing heaven to earth. Yes, indeed, it's time. So listen to Mission Possible with Reverend Roxy on Sunday night at 9. If I can get my work done, I'll be joining her. Love you very much. Talk to you again next Tuesday. Bye for now.